Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, folks. And hey, Bear. Welcome to the Nateland podcast. It's one of the final ones.
Mm-hmm.
One of the final ones with this name.
With this name. Yeah, yeah. I definitely want to mention that. It's been mentioned everywhere else. This podcast's not leaving. It's just they're going to change the name because I won't be. It's like they're. It's going to be the vibe. It's the Nateland. We're still making Nateland Network is doing the podcast. So the podcast, nothing's going to. The only thing that will change is I will not be here. So, but yeah, everything else will be the same. All the other podcasts. So, yeah.
But the general, that and the tone of the show and the general vibe will be
better.
Yeah. But besides that, it'll all be the same.
From what I understand, some of the booking policies are changing too.
Oh,
right?
That's definitely.
Yeah. We're not going to just have anybody.
Brian rules with an iron fist.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amateur hour over here.
So I'm Nate Bargatze, Brian Bates, Aaron Weber, and we have Greg Warren filling in for Dusty. Greg wearing his hat from work. You didn't take it off.
Yeah.
Otis Elevator Company. You look like you could work at an elevator company.
Thanks, man.
I would see you one of those guys in. I don't think you're in the offices.
No, you're out inspecting.
I'm out, man.
But yeah, you're in
the action.
Yeah, you're in the action.
I can see you have an Otis Elevator joke.
Yeah.
Dusty has one.
Yeah, I know he does. It's a good one, too.
Yeah.
We covered it on the podcast. We did it as a brand.
Yeah. Otis is great. Are they the only elevator company?
They're the dominant one.
They're the dominant one, and I think they were they started them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't retain a lot of that information. It's a good episode.
Go listen to that episode because I like, it's like probably a company been around for
a year. Yeah. And they were, you know, the escalators too.
Yeah. Wow. So they didn't even, because they could have ducked out of the escalator business.
No, if you're going up and down, Otis has got a piece.
Yeah. Anyway, so new year, man, we're off on a rocket ship. Boom, stuff's happening.
Yeah.
How's your year going?
It's good. Do you have a prediction for Greg for this year?
Well, you're getting ready to be on a network television show.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
And it was unbelievably amount of fun. It was great, man.
I mean, your career is like a rocket ship right now.
Yeah.
It was.
It's the pretty challenger.
Crazy. Yeah, it is. Oh, man.
Sorry.
That was not all I could eat. I mean, that's a little insensitive as well.
It is. But, man, that's...
It's good.
It's like, what do you... I know those are the tough ones when you're like, hey, what do you want me to do, dude? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The timing of it was great.
He's
got a jacket that was probably there. I don't know if that made... I'm just trying to get in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he's going to be, Greg hit, you could see the theater.
I mean, if you can do 14 Kansas City shows.
We're trying a couple. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they were in Kansas City.
I think we might try one in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm opening for you there. That's where I went to college.
Yeah.
And they want you to come to wrestling practice, man.
Really?
Yeah. The coach wants you to come.
Let's
go. Yeah, yeah. He does.
Yeah.
He wants you to
go. You got a plaque or anything up at that gym?
My name's on the wall there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like
his
retired?
On the wall at his school.
Yeah.
No, he built it.
That's Nate bought his.
That's what I'm saying.
Same thing. Greg got paid NIL money back then. Yeah. Did you get any money under the table when back then?
No.
Did anybody at all?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oklahoma State Wrestling got the death penalty when I was in.
Wow.
I was there. Yeah.
But they came back pretty quick because SMU's like just now coming back.
They came back like they were good the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had 1 year and then they were good the next year.
But death penalty killed SMU.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Those guys, didn't they have Eric Dickerson?
Yeah.
And who's the other guy?
It was Craig.
Craig.
James?
James in the same backfield.
Yeah.
And did anybody else get the death penalty?
Alabama State did when I was a kid.
I didn't know Oklahoma State, so just their wrestling.
Wrestling program got the death
penalty. But, I mean, it just seems weird that it's like, why did it affect SMU so much, but then Oklahoma State just, like, it didn't. Like, I thought the death penalty should, isn't it, it means, like, what I think of the death penalty, I think of SMU, and I think, like, it's taking you 30 years, 40 years to get back on track.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like, almost like Oklahoma State did not get it that bad. They just.
I don't even know what it was.
But back then, there was, kids were getting paid.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess they were.
I didn't
SMU.
Know, but they, there was something, and maybe it was that was the rumor, and maybe they weren't. But that, but yeah, there was. They had a lot of really, really good wrestlers at the same weight class. Now with NIL, that happens, you know. But back then, there was, you know, you'd only have like 9.5 scholarships per team.
Yeah,
so you're like, they had to get some money somewhere.
Did you have a full ride the whole time?
I think I was on about. I think I was on maybe like 70 or 80% the first year. And then after that, I had a full ride. But then, you know what? I didn't take any money on the table, but I did. Back then, if you had a full ride, you were not allowed to work. You couldn't work during the school year.
Yeah.
And I had a summer job at a comedy club. And it bled a little bit into the year. And,
so that was technically an NCAA violation at the time, or like
it could have been
university.
Yeah. Because I think I did get paid a little bit those first, you know, by the wrestling season was getting into full gear like a month into school, but for maybe those first few weeks, where I was like, oh, we're not going to practice. We're I think I still worked at the comedy club.
Could they retroactively strip you of some of your
All American status?
Yeah, they listen to this.
Do they?
NCAA? Yeah. They're big fans.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're really.
This is worse. You're just.
Hey, we're really diving into my past. The last few.
You need to be.
You're killing a career every
you
episode.
You need to get off podcast. I don't need to be leaving. You need to be leaving. Your whole life is unraveling here.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, I think I probably got paid a couple paychecks into the end of the year. But it was, that was stupid, though. Like, I think. You know, you could work in the summer. You could work
in
the summer.
That's what they would say, too.
Yeah.
Everybody got caught and said, well, just a couple. All right. Well, we're just kind of getting into it. Does anybody, you don't have anything that you want to say?
No.
So we are starting with your comments. Look at that.
Yeah.
Less than 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Heather Sorensen. I never realized clean comedy was important to me until I find myself physically cringing at a recent non-clean show. As someone with anxiety, the last thing I need at a social event is to feel embarrassed on top of everything else. I truly appreciate you guys for keeping it clean, smart, and actually funny. You guys rock. My favorite podcast ever. Thank you, Heather. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand that. Not that, some go to show. Some people, it's like what you like and what you don't like. I was always would have been someone very embarrassed to sit up front at a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
I would not like it. But I mean, I got a buddy, or I know a guy that's like, he will buy a ticket to sit up front.
He wants to be right. He wants to be involved too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like, I mean, like wants to, we know each other. I don't know. I haven't seen him at a show or anything like that. Like, I've only seen him in like certain situations when he's talked about going to comedy shows and like crowd work show. He talked about Nate Jackson. He's been to Nate Jackson. I mean, Nate Jackson, I think, sells tickets like right up front. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's buying those tickets up front.
Yeah.
And he's going to sit right there. And
did a comedy club years ago, and the manager told me it's open seating at this club, and they could not get people to sit in the first two rows. So their solution was to charge more to sit in those first two rows. and call it the splash zone.
Yeah.
And they were like, if you do crowd work or anything, just do it to those first two rows. And they sell out first every show now. Isn't that crazy? Nobody was sitting there. They're like, let's charge more for it. And now people sit there.
Yeah. That's what I think happens, you know. And I think you people like it because you're like, it shouldn't bleed onto you. But I would have been, I'm a person that would be, that's why I don't do it. I mean, you have it, you've had it happen, but it's like, I'm just so mortified. Like, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I got, before I even started doing stand up, I got picked on by a stand up comic here at Zany's.
Oh, really?
Mortified. Yes.
Who was it?
I think it was John Morgan, Raging Cajun.
Oh, the Raging Cajun. Yeah, I know John, man.
That's an honor.
Yeah.
I was here with my girlfriend and not even sit up front, but in Zany's, and he picked me out and just, you know, asked me some awful dirty stuff. Hey, buddy, you do this, this, this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything. And I was just mortified. And then he came back to me again later in the show.
Yeah.
And like, I was a big part of his act that night. And I was so embarrassed.
It's different than the comedy. Yeah. It's different than the crowd work that you do, right? Because you just ask him a question, right?
Yes. He just asks. Yeah.
You weren't
what is that? What is that, a hat?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's exactly right.
Wear a hat. A lot of people wear hats.
I think the story I told on when you were on was like, the guys were in an Auburn shirt. I was like, did you go to Auburn? He goes, no. And I go, all right.
Yeah.
I just kept going.
I loved it, man.
That's a tough one.
Man,
I had an Auburn joke lined up.
We tell that story on the road a lot.
You know what's a good save line if you're having a crowd work thing and you can't think of anything? You go, why don't we talk after the show?
Yeah.
Like that.
And then you just get back into
Sometimes I'll say like, just because I can start. I can sometimes, my nervousness, if I go up and try to say something up top and I don't really have a plan, but I'm trying to maybe say something about the city,
mm-hmm.
and I am just like, because I feel like I need to, I can get pretty nervous because I'll start it and it won't go good. And then it's like weird. And then you had to go like, this show, then I'll just be like, this show's going to be bad. I'll say that out loud or something. I'll say something to get a laugh to then just get into my act.
Yeah.
But because sometimes you feel like you need to. But I mean, I could start right at it.
There was Nashville a crowd stuff. Thing with, I think it was Cincinnati, a pretty good crowd moment you had.
Yeah. With a couple, the married couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were sitting. I walked on stage and then they started, they were clapping and then it was a short walk to the stage and then this person's waving to this person and it was like kind of obvious and I was like, oh, are y'all waving? Like, and it was a wife and a husband that both bought tickets to the show, but I guess didn't say where they were sitting and they both had front row seats. So they didn't realize that they were they're like, oh, you're there, I'm there, and so I had a little.
Yeah, it was fun. Good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Crowd.
We could do it. I don't want to do it, but we can do it. Back against the wall, we're.
Aaron Weber here. Let me tell you about Brunt workwear boots. We all got a pair. I've been loving mine. I don't know if you've tried yours on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No break-in needed. You just throw them on and you're good to go. I got the Omen boot. Brian went with the Marin. You know, some of these names, I don't know if I'm saying them correctly, but it's really not about saying them. It's about wearing them. Because when you put them on, they just feel nice. Because they used to mean with work boots, you had to sacrifice comfort or durability. If they felt good, they wouldn't last. If they lasted, they didn't feel good. Brunt ended the trade-off. They designed boots that withstand the toughest job sites, like the stuff I'm doing. Choosing work boots used to mean sacrificing comfort or durability. If they felt good, they didn't last. If they lasted, they wrecked your feet. Brunt finally ended that trade-off. They designed boots that withstand the toughest job sites, like the kind of places I spend most of my time when I'm not on the podcast, while they feel as comfortable as your favorite sneakers. These might be the most comfortable work boots on the planet. I'll vouch for that. I'll admit I haven't tried all of them, but I've tried a few, and these are the best. But Brunt isn't just about work boots. They offer a full range of high-performance gear built for tough jobs, from heavy-duty work pants to weather-resistant jackets. Brunt designs durable, reliable workwear to keep you protected and productive in any condition. Look, Brunt was tired of the workwear brands out there cutting corners. You work too hard to be stuck in uncomfortable boots that don't hold up. So they built something better, boots that are insanely comfortable and built for any job site. For a limited time, our listeners get $10 US off at Brunt when you use code Nate at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com, use code Nate, and you're good to go. And after you order, they'll ask, hey, you heard about Brunt. Do us a favor. Be honest. Tell them it was from our show.
Alicia Meyer. I worked in a
Alicia.
That's what I was thinking. That's a good one. I work in a psychiatric hospital. Many of our patients suffer from depression. Today, I decided that we needed some laughter, so I served up root beer floats and turned on signature dish. I served up root beer floats and turned on signature dish, and boy, did two jump. Hold on. I'm trying to read it right. Windows weren't locked. Hold on. It's hard to read. This is a sensitive. A lot of our patients have depression, so they go, and they're all gone. What? No, opposite. I hadn't finished scooping the ice cream, and they were already laughing. Thanks, Aaron, for helping brighten some folks' day.
How about that? Yeah.
Look at that, buddy.
Yeah,
that's great. That's really nice. That's
great.
Really cool.
Special.
You found your audience.
Your audience needs to be deep in it.
I'll take that.
Yeah, they're searching for
and anything. Eating ice cream.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that already.
Yeah. Alex Hoskinson.
I like Hoskinson. That name.
Yeah. Sounds like a
disease, doesn't it?
I was going to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
Hoskinson's lymphoma or something?
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it.
Okay.
I'm glad you said it. I had in my head, I thought, should I say that or is that?
How's Alex doing?
Yeah.
He has Hoskinson's.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Is he fine? Is he?
No, he's got a Hoskinson's.
Alex? Put on signature dish.
Sped it up.
He goes,
they don't even know how that happened. He goes, how can a special speed up a disease? He goes, even the disease was like, I got to do this guy a favor. He goes, it went straight to the heart. nobody gets Randy laughing like Bates.
Who's Randy?
Oh, man. This is all. Somehow a consumer's comment got in.
Oh, wow. This is uncomfortable.
I don't know how this happened.
But it happens time to time.
Yeah.
So this is from the consumer's podcast of Greg Warren's podcast. Nobody gets Randy laughing like Bates. His clever, witty comments are unmatched. Said this for years on Nateland, and the same goes here. For the consumers loved it. There we go.
Man, I'm sorry.
So that just wound its way in.
I don't know how that got in there, man. Wires crossed. Yeah, just wire. It happens. Yeah. You know, it happens. Yeah.
Nobody gets him going like you.
Huh? Yeah,
that's
Randy's our producer.
Yeah.
And
He
likes Bates, and it's usually cheap laughs. He's usually taking shots at me. Sometimes when I'm not there.
Yeah.
But I'm not a cheap guest because Greg paid $763 to fly me.
Oh my
golly!
I told Tim it's when I was doing the game show.
Yeah,
the only episode I haven't been there, and I said, he goes, can we get Bates to come out?
I don't think that's worth the time or the money.
No. I go, get Bates.
Do whatever you got to do to get Bates.
I go.
That's what he said.
And I have a ton of Southwest Airlines miles. I was like, yeah, man, just get Bates. And he goes, I booked it. I'm like, what do you mean you booked it? He goes, you said book it. I said, I would book it. It's $750 to get Bates to St. Louis. Yeah.
And it would have probably been 3 points because once they find it's Bates, they go, he goes, well, just take 3 points off the top.
Yeah.
He goes,
he's sitting in the back anyway.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? He shows up.
And makes
just,
fun.
And
yeah.
just tease off on me.
Man.
But it's also like your...
He's in the hole on that.
It's your most viewed episode, probably. And well, I'll
you
this
do
morning,
well. You do real well.
Bates does well.
You do. They like
it. It was worth paying. Yeah,
it was $750. Well,
Southwest.
Yeah. I don't know. You could spend $750 on a Southwest ticket.
Plus,
yeah.
I had Sean take me out
to St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that him and Tim got some scams.
How much you think you're in the hole with Bates here? When you had
two episodes I've flown him in for.
He had a room at the Ritz.
You had the room at the Ritz. You had to go pick him up at the airport. That was Uber money. He probably saved $150.
In Orlando?
Yeah.
300.
300.
We went around the whole city.
Yeah. I mean,
and sat in traffic.
Yeah.
And I paid for lunch.
Probably 15, maybe $2,000.
And when we were leaving, there was some lady collecting money for soldiers or something like that. And I'm like, no, thank you. And Greg was like, yeah, I'll give. And I'm like, well, I guess I got to give now. So,
you asked him to give for you?
Yeah. In retrospect, I think that might have been a shakedown.
Yeah. You go, that's from both of us.
That's what I wanted to say, but I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Guilty, man.
Christy Pickens. Halftime of Super Bowl was Nade?
We need.
Oh.
Sorry, I missed.
Halftime of Super Bowl, we need a Nate versus Dusty swim race, Mike Vecchione versus Greg Warren wrestling match. I like that. And Nick Novicki versus Nick Thune dance-off. I like all those.
Becky Owens in a lot of better shape than I am right now.
I don't know. You're an All-American, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
In my prime.
I know, but wrestling, you go by age more than weight at this point. So, y'all are in the same age class.
Yeah, you're close enough. I was like probably 6 years older than Mike.
You out of your mind?
I bet you
might be 60.
And I played basketball.
No, I think you're
against him, and man, he is solid.
He is solid.
Man.
He is solid.
The guy is. Yeah, I don't want to wrestle Becky.
I would love to see that.
Well, we got
to
do something.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Man, I ran a foot race against all you guys.
Yeah, and you did good. So you can beat Mike in wrestling.
I don't know, man. This
comment comes from Mike. So
yeah, it does not.
His alter ego.
Vecchione said he wants a match.
He wants some action.
All right, now I don't know about this.
Man. Yeah, he wants some action. He goes, Missouri was an easy school to get into wrestling wise. Well, that's a quote. That's a dead up quote. Direct. It's crazy.
You'd say that, man.
Matthew Graham, I recently took my son to see his first stand up comedian in a local club. I was praying for a great experience. We immediately felt at ease when we discovered we were seated next to Aaron's parents. We were somewhat starstruck. Meeting the Webbers was certainly worth the price of admission. Mr. and Miss Weber, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for making my son's first experience with stand-up comedy an evening he will never forget. Here's a photo.
Yeah, there he is.
What? Oh, wow. Is it Bates
close?
Show?
Is that Bates?
It's Bates.
It's Bates on stage, yeah.
Oh.
It's supposed to be funny. He's making a joke about how he takes his son to see me at the comedy club. And their experience is meeting Aaron's dad is the experience.
So this is a shot at you?
It's a shot at me.
I like it.
I thought it'd be fun.
Were you not on the show? It was just
No, it was just in Dallas where my parents live.
Yeah, they came to see me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's funny. They came to a Leanne show. Your sister and your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to meet them then.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And you do your set with your eyes closed, that's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's easier not to face them.
Aaron's dad's laughing.
He is laughing.
Yeah, they got a good picture.
Took a while to get this pic.
Yeah. I think they had to finally go, just laugh, and I'll take it.
Your dad's like, just get it over with. I'll crack a smile.
He goes, what do you need me to do? Act like you're having a good time.
No, they did have a great time.
Yeah. Well, look good. It's a good outfit, too.
I'm at the Addison Improv tonight, so tell them to come back out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a great club.
January 7th.
I don't think they've seen it once.
That was last month. my act's totally changed now.
Wait, man. I think I'm in Plano.
That's in Plano, and you were in Tyler the same night,
I'm in Dallas as well.
Check that. Oh, you hurt me ticket sales the last time.
I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And this is where you want to be when you get to do the cities that are not called Dallas.
No, you're...
January 9th.
Weekend.
Weekend.
Yeah.
I'm there the 7th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, he comes in.
Yeah, go to both.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You can go. You can have a big Nate Land weekend.
Yeah, man.
And go Thursday. Wait, no, Wednesday. Typical Wednesday show, January 7th, to play in O, Texas. And I mean to
Addison Improv.
Addison Improv. Great really, improv. I love that. Yeah,
it's a great club.
That is a great club. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, have Thursday off, digest what you just saw, then go to Plano and, you know, get through that. He has an all ages show. Is that the young show?
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
So there, he's doing Greg does an all ages show Saturday, January 10th, Plano, Texas. It's, what time is it? 2 p.m. Doors are at 2. But it's a very, I have not even got to see this yet, but we're going to have you do it on the cruise.
It's fun, man.
Cause it's fun, but you have kids go up and, right. Teach them.
We interview them and let them tell a joke.
Yeah.
It's like we do a regular comedy show.
Yeah.
But at the end, you know, we bring the kids up. It's almost like a kids talk show kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have some kids, if you want them to go to a comedy show too, that's a perfect one.
It's fun.
Yeah. They get involved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Greg can't do all the time. It's hard to fill an hour, so he has to bring kids up.
You don't Greg, expose all the tricks, you know. Yeah, there's some of the.
How much time you got back there in the blue hat?
So you got a birthday coming up?
That's cool. That's cool, man. Barry Booker. I think it was Brian who raised the issue of why people become loyal fans of a particular sports team and how arbitrary it seems.
It was me. Yeah, it was Aaron.
Aaron, I remember reading about this in a book by renowned author Jerry Seinfeld. He observed that a player for a team goes from being cheered to being booed by fans if he chooses to change teams. Jerry's conclusion was, we're cheering for laundry. Very funny and a good reminder that many of the things that seem very important or pretty silly when you think about it. Keep the funny coming and go Doors.
You know Barry Booker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from Vandy.
That's
Barry Booker?
That's Barry Booker.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Barry Booker, legendary basketball player from Vanderbilt.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah. Back when I was, I mean, I'm still into him, but this is when I was, you know.
Yeah.
When they were playing Swanee.
Approaching people in awkward situations. And Barry Booker, Barry Goheen, yeah. Will Perdue.
Oh, wow.
And then for many years, he was on SEC Network.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for, I mean, long time.
He was known as the Long Ranger.
Yeah.
Still has the Vanderbilt all-time three-point shot.
I always like to see him, too, on when he was on TV, because it always was like Barry Booker, and I was like, Vandy again.
Yeah.
Like, he was always,
You remember?
I don't know. Ronnie, I mean, Ronnie was a color commentator, at least.
That's when I was listening to him.
Yeah.
Remember when I used to rent out my condo on Airbnb, like when we go on the road and stuff? So I used to rent out my condo and I would put it on Airbnb and VRBO. And one time Barry Booker tried to rent my condo. He said he and his wife wanted to come downtown for evening or whatever and it'd be great. But I can't remember which one he was on, but the other one, somebody I accepted right before I saw him.
Oh, man.
And then I go on the other one to cancel it and he just reached out. I'm like, that's Barry Booker. Yeah. And I so wanted to counsel the first guy, but I couldn't. So
you're a principled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, Barry.
Sorry, Barry.
Rules are rules.
Rules are rules. Does Barry know that?
Or he does now.
He does now. I think you still owe it to Barry.
Yeah. So if you just want to come over to my house, Barry, spend the night.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That was okay. I don't know how involved he wants to get.
I got a big screen.
How fun is that? Barry Booker. Emily Jensen. Did Chase ever learn the reason behind why everyone thought he was Nate's son?
So funny. Chase just left the room.
Chase just left the room like a typical son would do.
Mm-hmm.
I did end up telling him. Because once he stopped doing merch and he started working more with us, I kind of told him we had a big long running thing where we told on the podcast because everybody thought Chase was my son, which is very funny that like I talk about my family so much that I would never talk about.
I have an adult son mentioned.
Yeah. That I never mentioned. But so we told everybody on the podcast, just if you go to see Chase at the merch, just keep saying like, are you Nate's son? And so then we had everybody. So he did, but like, he, I think he still gets it occasionally sometimes, and then when people know. But I eventually did tell him. It was a good one.
Mm-hmm. It was his, a good his family was at one of the shows,
yeah, they were,
right?
Yeah, yeah, they were in Nashville.
No, there was a one that I was on that they were at, I thought.
I saw
Chicago,
him in Nashville.
Maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't know. Justin Hawks. I got the yips when pitching for my 8-year-old daughter's softball team. I nailed one girl right in their side. For the rest of the game, every time she got up to bat, I had to walk off the field so her mom could come in. After that game, oh, she never showed up again. Oh man, we love some yip stories.
That's rough, so funny, man.
Yeah. Yeah, every time she got up to, I mean, just to see her mom come out. Just, you know,
like a manager taking you out of the game. Yeah. Just give me the ball.
I imagine he just has to stand there. Yeah. You don't think he doesn't leave the mound because he's pitching for the other kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just kind of stands
he
behind.
He probably
her.
Tried to walk him. She's like, no, you stay here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I'll
man.
Get, I'm going to do this real quick. I can throw a strike.
Well, he says he had to walk off the field.
Oh, he did. Oh. So, I had to walk off awkward. The field so her mom would come. Maybe there's a rule. You can't have two adults out there. Oh, that's so good. Jonathan Bailey. I got the yips when I was playing second base for my church softball team. I was so afraid to throw it to first base that I decided to try and race the batter to first, which ended up with his shoulder connecting with my face. From what I was told, I got knocked off my feet and spun around in the air, landing on my back. When I came to, I was looking up at the batter safe on first and had 3 chipped teeth.
Wow.
That's what the yips will do to you.
Wow.
Is they're sending you down a spiral that you just go like, I mean, it's it like,
probably
it,
looks
and
so
you see,
funny.
It looks so funny because the person at first, your first baseman's like, just give me the ball. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't understand, man. I can't. I got to just go
There's,
run.
Chuck Knobloch had that for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't
yep.
He?
Yeah.
Chase is back in here. Chase, someone asked, if did you ever learn the reason why everyone thought you were my son?
Yeah, a couple people, they spilled the beans.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you knew before I even told you?
No, it was weeks after.
Oh, yeah.
We had some snitches.
But you got, oh, so they blew it. But it was for a while. Yeah. And Chase would come back and it would just be like, what's up, dude? Everybody.
Three this show?
Three, yeah. He got three this show came up and said something.
This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack, hydration, and coffee sponsor. IQ Bar protein bars, IQ Mix hydration mixes, and IQ Joe mushroom coffees are the delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel you'll need to win your day. The new year means a clean slate. Time to transform your frustration into fuel and power your day with IQ Bar. The ultimate sampler pack is a great way to try all IQ Bar products and flavors. You get 9 IQ bars, 8 IQ mix sticks, and 4 IQ Joe sticks. All IQ Bar products are clean label certified and entirely free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMO, and artificial ingredients. The new year gives us all a chance to reset. Maximize your brain and body's potential with IQ Bar's protein bar, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. Look at this, Aaron. It's very funny. He says, IQ Bar for smart mouths. That's clever.
That's a good, yeah, I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I always make a New Year's resolution, but I never stick to it. We talked about that. January 9th is usually quitter's
usually,
day.
Yeah.
That's what we're coming up on. But mm-hmm. this year is going to be different because I'll have the help of IQ Bar. I can wake up with IQ Joe, snack on IQ Bar, and then have some IQ Mix to refuel. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, including the sampler pack, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text Nate to 64,000. Text Nate to 64,000. That's Nate to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
All right. So, this week.
Talking about amusement parks.
Mm-hmm.
Greg,
mm-hmm.
Greg, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between an amusement park and a theme park?
I don't know if I can articulate it. I can take a guess.
Well, that's a big part of answering the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
I don't know if I can say it in words, but I can blink.
What, do you have an interpretive dance or something?
Do you know, Aaron? Since Greg can't articulate it.
Well, a theme park is going to be thematic.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
In an amusement park, it's just a loose collection of rides and activities.
Yeah, I think you can't define a word with the word.
Watch
that's
me.
Just that's you can't yeah. say a theme park has a theme.
Well, but amusement just, park doesn't have a theme.
It let me amusement. Let me try to do it without the word theme.
Yeah.
A theme park is a collection of rides, attractions, and activities connected or bonded
by a story. By a story.
How about that?
Yeah. Amusement is amusing. It's yeah. Everything's on its own. So when you walk to it, you go, is this amusing? They go, yeah. And then you go, that's pretty amusing. And then you go to the next thing.
So Disney is a theme park.
Mm-hmm. Six Flags try to be a theme park because they have the Looney Tunes, but it's probably more amusement park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that even correct? Are we right?
Yeah, you're correct. Now, I think theme parks can also be amusement parks, but amusement parks can't be theme parks.
Oh,
like Cedar Point's amusement.
That's right.
Right. It's just yeah. a bunch of roller yeah. coasters.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. But they might have bought, Cedar Park, I've never been there, but it's killing it.
It's roller, if you yeah. like roller coasters, yeah, you I know gotta that. Go to yeah. Cedar Point is yeah. what I understand.
I've been to Kings there. Island, but it's, yes.
I've been to Kings Island.
Yeah, yeah.
They got some of the best roller. They got a ton mm-hmm. of roller. You just ride roller coasters. Basically.
Yeah, I would love to go to Cedar Point because I would love to see it. I've just heard about it. They have like some of the biggest in the country, if not the world.
Yeah, the most visited theme park in the world is exactly probably what you would guess: Disney World.
Yeah,
Disney, the one in Florida.
Yep. Yep. Followed by Disneyland.
Really?
Two.
Oh wow.
Yep. The in North America, it's. You know, it's almost all Disney. Magic Kingdom's 1, Disneyland Park 2, Epcot 3, Disney's Hollywood Studios 4. And you know, driving around Orlando, there's a lot of traffic around that area.
Yes, I do, you man. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you're going to sit for a while, listen to Bates.
And then there's like some Universal Studio. Everything, the top 10, maybe top 15, top 10 were all Universal or Disney, except Knott's Berry Farm at number 10.
Oh, yeah.
Not for long, buddy.
I know.
What
not
about
for long.
Yeah, baby. What about Busch Gardens? Are they in there at all?
Yeah, 13. Okay. The Busch Gardens in Tampa.
Yeah.
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 Do they still have one in St. Louis?
No, they never had one.
Oh, I thought
Six
they did.
Flags there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the brewery's in St. Louis, but Six Flags is the has always been the big one there.
Yeah.
Dollywood was number 18
in attendance
in the US.
Yeah.
Or in North America. But TripAdvisor named it the number one theme park.
That, yeah, I've heard it's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
It is great.
I'd like to go to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did a lot of it burn down years ago, or was that was that Dollywood?
Well, Dollywood didn't start out as Dollywood. It was I forget what it's called. It was like
Silver Dollar City?
Silver Dollar City.
That's down in Branson.
Yeah, it is now.
And so it was that. And then I think Dolly was like, I want to say 2012, but it could be longer than that.
No. I think Dollywood's been around since the 80s.
I thought I remember what they say. I thought I talked about this, and Dollywood 86. So,
86,
yeah.
Right. She bought the Silver Dollar City and reopened it as Dollywood.
That's when I graduated high school.
Could have went there on your senior trip.
Could have. We went to six.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, as well. Some reason I thought it was like 2000.
Maybe she did something.
I don't think she did, but the Hershens run it. It's a Hershen run park, which I know now because of the theme park stuff.
Is there a Hershey? Don't they have a big one?
Yeah,
Hershey, PA.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Hershey Park, number 20.
Okay, it's great. Hershey Park's great.
Really,
really great, really great park. And I mean, because their whole town, they have like all the street lights on are Hershey Kisses.
Oh wow!
So it's they lean into it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Is the factory integrated with it? The factory tour?
I don't know if I did that.
I heard that's amazing. Yeah. I heard the chocolate is just they give you candy.
Aaron, didn't you skip a Civil War tour to go do that?
I did. I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I had to decide between Gettysburg and Hershey World. And
oh come on!
Oh really?
The joke I made was, I thought if I don't go to Hershey World, it's like all those guys died for nothing.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. Number three, Nobel's Amusement Resort. I've never even heard of that.
Where?
I haven't either. It's in Elliesburg, PA. It's free, so that helps.
Yeah.
On TripAdvisor if you get it for free.
What's it called?
No, in K-N-O-E-B-E-L.
Nobles.
Nobles.
Knables?
Knobles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you been to it?
Yeah.
No, but that's what they call it.
Oh.
How about Santa Claus, Indiana Holiday World? Are they...
I've been to Holiday World.
It's
you know what?
On the top 20.
You know what makes Holiday World fun? Free drinks.
Oh yeah,
there are fountain just drinks? There are just fountain drink machines all over.
Oh, that's like
and you get a cup
casino.
When you get in.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a cup.
You get a cup.
You got to pay for the cup.
No, you get it with entry.
Oh wow,
come on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You got to keep it.
I bet you can get another one if you. But I, you know, I
that
never,
is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll write that down.
St. Louis Zoo is free.
St. Louis Zoo is free.
And my you friend, can tell.
When I come to St. Louis, everything I get is free.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We didn't pay a nickel. Guy didn't spend a nickel in our town.
St. Louis is great.
It's not free for everybody. St. Louis Zoo. Zoo is free. It's an amazing zoo. And my friends, Jeff Causey and Mike Ewing in middle school climbed over all these rocks and got all cut up and fenced to sneak into the St. Louis Zoo. And it's free. They snuck into the St. Louis Zoo. They went through these trees and rocks.
Why?
And all
did
stuff.
They not know it was free?
No, they didn't know. they got in, and then somebody, they were like, we got in the zoo, man.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's free, dude. Yeah. You don't have to pay to get in the zoo.
I'm trying to think if I've ever snuck into something like that. I've always been a bit of a coward.
No, I never. Yeah. Like that. It's also, it's not honorable.
The only, I
stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it is stealing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess. Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
I think he's going to spend money in there that's going to give back to the economy.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to buy some drinks and some food and stuff that's going to make up for it.
Enough.
Yeah. Let me in there. I'll get lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be, we saw, he goes, a boy over there snuck in. They go.
We encourage him to.
He goes, hey, we left that door unlocked for a reason. He goes, because that boy's going to let him go to whatever movie he wants to go.
They're on the walkie-talkie.
Let him go.
Let him through.
Trust me on this one.
That's probably as bad as I've done is I remember left a movie as a kid and just walked to another movie.
Oh, yeah.
I've done
that. Got a little two for one.
Mm-hmm. Did you not enjoy the movie, or were you just trying to get?
I think we wanted to see another movie, so we just went and saw another one.
Yeah. Oh, so you saw completion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a two for one. Yeah, that's stealing.
Yeah, it is stealing. Yeah.
I was a kid though.
I think I've done that, and I don't like that I did it.
Yeah,
but I did do
we
it.
We all have stuff we didn't.
Stuff from our past that we're not proud of.
I can't believe that. I don't feel that way. under a lot of pressure.
So you recently made some news with your plans for theme park.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're rolling, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I like. There's only so much I can say because it's like we're still. But I mean, I'm with Storyland. I am.
What is that?
Storyland is the company that they did a lot with, like Disney, with the new what's the Epic?
Epcot Center?
No, Epic Universal. They did. They helped design a lot of other stuff. Like I'm blanking now, but like all the Disneyland, all the Disney stuff, Hollywood, the Universal. The new Epic is the new Universal. They did were a big part of that, and so it's like a lot of them were Imagineers, and they've kind of came in and started their own kind of thing. And so they really built the theme park to help tell the story of why you would want to come to this theme park. When I'm home and I'm in a lot of these meetings, and you know. So it's, the aspect of this park. People probably, I think we talked about it on the podcast one of the first times. And so, people think it's, some people are very nice and they believe in, some people, not that they're not nice, but they, I think they just think it seems crazy. And yeah, it does seem crazy. It does. But I mean,
a lot of the things you already achieved in comedy, if you'd have said it 10 years ago, it would have sounded pretty insane.
Well, you know what I mean? It's hard. I mean, when, you know.
Yeah, I want to throw out, sell out three shows at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah.
So everyone go, all right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't think he's going to do this.
Yeah. It's totally different. Yeah, it's we're going to, you know, I don't ever want to be, but I've, you know, I feel, you know, like I'm supposed to do this. And, you know, I travel. I go to every, I've been to every city. I've been to every, you know, a lot of countries and all this. I've seen, you know, I want to make something. I'm not going to tour forever. It's like, I just want to make something that you can go to. And I loved Opryland when Opryland was here. And that was my first job. So, you know, it's a, yeah, it's a pretty giant dream. I think we can be a thing that I like the idea of providing a lot of jobs and all that stuff. And yeah. And I mean, but yeah, it's all, everything's crazy. I mean, but you just get told that all the time. Like, it's hard. That's the only hard, that's the hard part about it, is not a hard part. It's, it comes with the territory, but it's like, there's, you want, like, you do, you have plenty of people that are excited and they do believe in you, but then you just, you do have a lot of, like, you know, it's like, look, I don't think I'm any, like, I don't think, it's like, who do you think you are? You're like, I don't think I'm, I don't know. I'm just doing what I feel I'm being led to do. Mm-hmm. And it's beyond me. It's all crazy. I know it's crazy. I'm very passionate about it. I'm very, you know, I want to, I do want to provide jobs there. I do want, like, you know, you to be able to drop your kids off of this theme park and like what we used to be able to go do, all this kind of stuff that you used to be able to go do, you can still, people want to do this. That's what I'm always fighting against when everybody says, no one goes to the movie theaters. It's all streaming. It's all this. And you go, well, then how come more people are, why are these people at my show? If no one wants to go out, why are they at these shows? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. They do want to go out. And I think they want to go experience things with their family. Those are the moments that you have, the moments that you will have for the rest of your life that you talk about. You know, I wanted, when we went to Kings Island, we still talk about that as a family. And these are moments that you kind of bring up and you think about and you talk about them when you're 50. And that's a fun, that's what's so, like, that's what I love so much, is like, the moment's not about Kings Island, but it's about my dad making us ride a ride, and we got a hat because we rode that ride, and then we laugh and we joke and we go, well, my mom didn't, we were scared to ride it, my mom made it, my dad was like, you're going to ride it, you're going to be able to ride it. Like, you know, it's like when you have those moments that, when you're, you know, when you're all grown and you have grandkids, you could tell your grandkids those stories. You know what your granddad did. He made me go do Baba. You know, it's like, that's a family. Mm-hmm. And so you got to have places for that. I think people still want that kind of stuff. And look, so
I brought this in. I got this Christmas card yesterday from my buddy, you know, Ben, my buddy, yeah, Ben Hall. And they went to Bobby Jan Land or whatever that is in Belgium. And I asked him, why did y'all go to Belgium? His wife turned 50. She grew up going to Opryland. Her favorite ride was Chaos, the Kiosk. Yeah. The only other place in the world they have this ride is in Belgium. So she went to relive her childhood memory so bad, they went to Belgium to this amusement park.
Wow.
So she could
ride. And they have Chaos.
It's not called Chaos, but it's the same thing. It's the only place in the world that they have
that's awesome.
That ride.
Yeah.
So that shows how much Opryland meant to people.
Man.
It's Opryland, and it's just like, again, I'm just for, all I'm doing is, you can even say, if you want to be, you know, even if I'm just competitive, I think the lane for this stuff is wide open. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody is making, so even if I'm just, you want me to be purely competitive, I'm telling you that I think I can compete with a lot of things, because I don't think anybody's making stuff for everybody. I know there's these big parks and all this, but seeing Dollywood as number one in TripAdvisor's best amusement parks, that over Disney, over all those other ones, that shows you something. Mm-hmm. That shows you something that's crazy. And what's great is, we don't, this park really won't affect Dollywood. Dollywood is in the Smoky Mountains. Like the people that go, we're looking at all the information, the people that go there, it's like you go there for different reasons than you would come to Nashville. And like, so you can, it's not like you're going to sit there and really be on top of these theme parks. And the way Nashville's growing as a city too, is like, we need this family kind of stuff to have. And so I a lot of people want to do it. It's like, you just, someone's got to, you know, you got to just be, look, you got to have someone that's just nuts enough to go do it. But it is, I am kind of like, I don't know. You just go, yeah, I've had a lot of stuff that's gone on in my career. I've worked hard to get it all there. I won't do anything I don't believe in. And I don't believe, I'm not, you know, I haven't done a ton of random stuff. Like everything's been pretty, you know, I get offered stuff you wouldn't believe that I say no to. And so it's only I do what I believe can be done. And that's essentially what, and to go create this world that you want to come to, that it's not, the world's not even going to be there today. We're just talking about it. Like I probably can't tell. But it's like, it's not like I'm having you come worship Nate at a theme park.
Right.
I'm just want to be the Mickey Mouse voice that gets you to Nashville and has your moment for your family.
Would that's, it be that's something it. For me? A section of ride or?
We, all of it will be you.
Okay.
A lot of
Nate
ride.
Nate told me when I retire, if I'm forced out of comedy,
that
he would let me go work at the theme park, but I had to dress up as a Bates character.
So then they
had to walk around as Bates.
And he's not allowed to talk.
No.
Because the head's on.
I had some notes about that.
And then he takes it off and people see him and they go, I mean, I would love to meet Greg. And he goes, I'm not supposed to be. And he has to put it back down.
And like, then,
Yeah, your ride would, your ride's, I think it's just a long line that goes nowhere.
It's just a really cruel prank.
It's just, it's a packed line that everybody's like, what is this? And then when they get to the end of it, they go, wait, there's not a ride?
No. I'm outside.
Yeah, you go, it's just metal. It's just railing that just goes, and it's just people crowded and packed, but they kind of like it. You know what I mean? Like it's they don't hate it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get some of them out of it because they just kind of go, no, I like being around.
Yeah, we're set our ways. We did talk about this like 5 years ago on the podcast. We threw out a Nate Land theme park. And we were kind of playing off the jokes then, and you know, we said there'd be a gout station for Aaron, like just to come get your foot checked.
If you wanted to what is it, get some of that liquid out.
Blood?
To drain your uric acid?
It's like the opposite of a gas station, but for your foot, where it's you go prop your foot up on a thing, and then they go just...
That can't be how you treat gout.
I think it is. I think it's the only way.
I think you can get liquid taken out if you have too much,
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like if anybody's ever been one of those in a golf course where they have a blower that blows all the grass off your feet. I don't know if you've ever seen one.
Uh-huh.
It's something like that.
Right now you got a ride that isn't a ride.
Yeah.
And you got the gout station.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
And I'm not even supposed to talk about that. Yeah. But I did.
Yeah.
He said, teasers, in honor teasers. Of me, all the clocks would be 10 minutes ahead, so everybody would be worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look worried.
Everybody's just like, we're late.
Yeah.
We're late.
Yeah. Those were our popular jokes back then.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone looking around?
Yeah, that stuff I can't say. We have ideas.
Is it fun?
The whole thing's amazing.
I mean, going to other parks and stuff.
I've been to other. Yeah, yes, I did. I went to when I went. I went that I can't say. I did. We went to Disneyland, Disney World, Epic. And then I went to Knott's Berry Farm kind of on my own. This was just on the road before this stuff was official.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, but it was like headed that way, just to kind of like see Knott's Berry Farm, where Knott's Berry Farm, Steve Martin worked at that. He had him in a magic shop. Did you know that? Steve Martin. They don't even make it that. They should make it a bigger deal.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's it should be a more whatever that word.
There,
is.
Was he prominent? Doing that in a film too?
I think so. I think he's had some stuff to it, but he worked at a magic shop. That's in cool. Knott's Berry Farm.
That's like Orange County, or is it? Or no,
it's between. It's near,
yeah,
yeah, it's not too far from Anaheim. It's not okay. like you know, but Knott's Berry Farm's still up there. It's been around for a very long time. But yeah, I've gone to other parks, and you know, it's like you kind of just see. It's there's a lot of just how it flows and how they go in, and you know, the old Disneyland parks used to be this. It's they were all the spoke.
Spoken hub,
spoken wheel, like where you'd have to go down then back up to get to the middle, and so it's like even how they've parks is just the way to flow people through it. You start just getting into that kind of stuff, and but I've actually seen, you know, I mean, I I've seen rides, I've seen all very early, but it's like you know, it's going, man. And it's and I love it, and everybody that we have involved, Storyland is unbelievable partners. Like they're insane, and what they've done and how serious they take what they do. So that's how big of a company. I'm not using just like my buddies.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm using they did the Dubai mm-hmm. Universal, and they're so good with telling stories. It's like everything's about. You know, they're storytellers. And so it's like the idea of this is how do we tell this story? And, you know, and I want it to be a story of Nashville. And like, you know, it's like, yes, it's called Nateland as of right now. It's called Nateland. And I will take you through this. But yeah, it's very, very cool. It's crazy. It's insane. It feels insane.
Talked about the food yet?
No. What would you want us?
Yeah.
What do you want? Bratwurst?
I like bratwurst. I'd like to have some good fries, really. I bet you that Belgian park, I bet you they had some fries. That's the first thing I thought of when you showed that picture. I bet you they got some really good fries at that Belgian park.
Yeah, but you know, where I have a Belgian, maybe we'll do some Belgian fries.
Yeah.
Because we had fries in Belgium and it was,
Yeah.
They're great, man.
Pretzel, maybe.
You should have, I think I may have made this joke 5 years ago, but burgers with a bite taken out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, from Lewis. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Iced coffee whipped cream.
Not bad. Yeah.
There's been a few proposed theme parks for the Nashville area that didn't pan out since Opryland. A couple I wanted to share with you guys. In 2016, ThrillCorps proposed a polar coaster for downtown Nashville. If you Google polar coaster, Aaron, it's like a roller coaster. It's just a big pole, go straight up, come back down. It was going to be on, I think, Lower Broadway.
It's right here, the vertical roller coaster right here.
Yeah. Nashville makes short list for polar coaster.
Oh, that's on the Tennesseans website. I love them.
Yeah. So that's what was good proposed. It was going to cost $50 million. I think they raised some money for it, but it just never panned out.
Pounded out sound like something I would say.
Yeah.
Just never pounded out.
Like that's what it sounds like when people hear from because that's I was like that sounds exactly right.
Founder of the company said their attraction's more of an a la carte experience than an all day excursion. Only occupy a half acre of land as opposed to the sprawling nature of traditional theme parks. But that never panned out.
The rides, dude. That like so IAPA where we announced this. It's an international. Association of Amusement Parks. Right. And so they introduce all the rides and the new rides. And I mean, dude, rides are getting insane. So that's when people talk about wanting to go to stuff, the rides are getting crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. We went to Epic. Epic has some unbelievable stuff. And they have rides where it looks like the track is broke. And you still go across, but it's and you're on a roller coaster. It's unbelievable, dude. Like it's they're the way like stuff is going now with technology and just some of the stuff that you can go do and you can do and sometimes in a very small space and it's getting pretty impressive. And so you're There's stuff with Ferris wheels that's crazy. Like it's pretty wild.
Like, I would have been the guy that I would have believed, even at the end, I'd have been like, it's broke up there. You got the thing is broke.
Yeah,
I know we made it, but the track is broken. You guys, you got to shut this down.
You got to.
It's part of. I'm telling you, it's broke.
Yeah, they go, no, we hear you. Some guys just got to listen to one of you every ride. But this IAAPA was a big, when we announced it, we were a giant. It was a big, big splash at this. I was on the road, but Felix Wynn and Storyland guys were there. And, got ridden up. It was very, very exciting. We got ridden up in a lot of stuff, Rolling Stones and all kinds of magazines. And, it seems crazy. I mean, no one's going to believe it, and you shouldn't until it's there. I understand. I'm not...
have any kind of timeline that you can tell us of what you hope for?
I don't know. I don't know if I can say it.
Yeah. Can you say whether it's a theme or amusement park?
Oh, that's even harder.
Okay.
So it's a amusement park.
Amusement.
Okay. Amusement. No, it's a theme park.
Yeah.
It's a theme park.
Do you think there'll be characters?
I think so, yeah. I think we'll have characters. There's different ways that we can make it. I mean, all that is still very much early in the creative process.
Anything stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure. It's not like I'm going to be not removed from it. Mm-hmm. It's like LB, but it's, we will have, comedy is the biggest part. You know, yes.
Awesome.
You'll be working it 7 days a week, brother.
Dude, so, I got to go somewhere.
You got to go somewhere. Yeah. I'm going to be, all three of you, y'all going to be doing... four shows a day.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. You're my day comics.
Yeah. Wait. Night, man.
No, it's very mostly day.
I know,
but I think by the time this comes out, you're going to be moved more today.
Yeah, more of a
your
dusk.
Audience will be dusk is like my the show needs to end by dusk.
But I'm saying if I have some hot sets during the day.
We can look at it. Talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it. I think you could do some guest spots if you're up.
Yeah.
If you're awake.
Because
I think definitely we'll get you some guesties.
You might be listening to this podcast as part of your morning routine. People will tell me that sometimes. It's part of their Wednesday mornings.
Yep.
I'm trying to get my mornings together. I'm not trying to get them perfect. I'm not unrealistic. I'm just trying to get them better. I need less chaos, less jittery energy, and more of that locked-in feeling that makes the day feel doable and conquerable. That's where Mudwater comes in. Their original blend is a coffee alternative made with cacao, chai, turmeric, and functional mushrooms like lion's mane. You get a warm, focused boost without that wired buzz or that midday crash that inevitably comes with a regular cup of coffee. But if you're still craving that true taste of coffee, you are in luck because they just launched a low-cal coffee made with organic Arabica, Swiss water, decaf, L-theanine, and the same functional mushrooms you get in their other blends. Look, you're noticing this is a lot of high-tech science that goes into these things. I can't pronounce all these words. It doesn't matter. The point is it works. It's rich, smooth, only 45 milligrams of caffeine, so you get the flavor you love without the jitters, the crash, or the spiraling thoughts. Whether you're mixing up the original blend or easing into something gentler with your usual brew, Mudwater makes it ridiculously easy to start the day feeling good. Now you can grab it at Target and Sprouts nationwide. They just opened the Sprouts by my house.
Really?
It's pretty nice in there. I can go get my Mudwater there.
Yeah.
Are you ready to make the switch to cleaner energy? Head to mudwater.com and grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal up to 43% off your entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother when you use code Nateland. That's right, up to 43% off with code Nateland at MUDWTR.com. After your purchase, they will ask how you found them. Throw us a bone, dude. Show your support and let them know we sent you.
I Googled the history of roller coasters. You know what came up? The Warren Report from the Bob and Tom Show from 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did a report.
I watched an 18-minute video of you giving the history of roller coasters.
Pretty good.
It was really good. Yeah. There was some stuff. I'm like, this is a joke you can have in your act.
Really? Because I'm
really funny.
Looking for those right now.
Well, you should go watch.
Should go watch some of these. Yeah. Those old. That's how the consumer started, was doing that Bob and Tom report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember it being fun. And I remember I found like the fastest and the tallest all over the world. And
I'll share some of if you'd like.
Yeah, man. There's, I mean, Cedar Point's got one or two, don't they?
Yes. So real fast, roller coasters began in Russia early as the 1600s.
Wow.
They would have giant ice slides.
That would be a place that.
Yeah.
Russia, it's like they've, you know, the bear stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just what you think
circus
of Russia.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's like you could see them being, they ain't scared of trying some stuff.
No. Mm-hmm. You're just throwing me off a cliff with roller skis.
Yeah.
Yes, go.
Go.
Yes, it's fine.
Go. Go. What was it, an ice?
Yeah, it was like a giant ice slide. I mean, it was just basically a hill with ice.
Yeah.
And they made it into something fun to do.
Mm.
But that was.
So people definitely died doing that.
Yes, probably. People die.
But it was, yeah.
you die, I die, you die. Everybody die.
Everybody die.
In the 1850s, mining company in Pennsylvania had a train that would go deliver coal 8 miles downhill. And eventually they came up with a better way to deliver coal. So they just turned that train, let people start riding on it. And that was kind of the first roller coaster for
and
America.
So it could go down and up?
It's a good question. I guess so.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
They didn't think that through.
They had to build a whole new train every time.
Yeah. Where would you get, unless you would, can you imagine being on an 8 mile long, like that's a ride.
Yeah.
You bring your kids. You bring your kids to it. It'd probably 2-3 hours.
Coughing.
Yeah. I mean, and you're just trapped. How long would it would had to take a while? I guess I don't think a train could just go flying down back. So, I mean, I would think it would take, you're going downhill. And then what are you seeing? If you look right, you see Johnny's hat got stuck in the wall right there when he got.
Then a guy named LaMarcus Thompson, who was the father of the American roller coaster, he thought roller coasters would be a great alternative to brothels and saloons.
So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He built a roller coaster in Coney Island in 1884. He charged a nickel a ride, and he made $600 a day. So
that's crazy.
Yes. It's Coney Island, man. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he invented Coney Island.
He built it in Coney Island.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but it was, that's why Coney Island is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Nickel a day. It made $600?
A day, according to Greg Warren on the Warren Report.
Yeah.
I didn't fact check this.
That's our news report is we get our news from another comedian. Sitting next to him from 30 years ago.
It's rock solid stuff, man.
Still holds up today. Held up in 1997, still holds up today.
The first loop-to-loop roller coaster in America was called the Flip Flap. It was invented in the late 1800s. It was tested with sandbags and monkeys. It was so dangerous that people paid to watch other people ride it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It was, so I guess loop-to-loop roller coasters are supposed to be tear-shaped. I never thought about it, but they're not supposed to be fully circular.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is they were experiencing 12G force. On the way down, fighter pilots black out at 10G, so everybody's blacking out.
Yes, yeah.
And they eventually had to just stop it and cancel it. And they didn't do any more loop-de-loops for 50 years until they could figure out a better way to do it.
You would, that's so funny. I would have loved to have this in my fair chunk of material. The fact that you could build a roller coaster that people are paying, you have to pay just to watch.
That's great.
Because would you ride it?
No.
You don't think so?
I won't ride them now.
I know, but you don't think back then, it was 1895 to 1902. So you had a decent run, you had 7 years, 17 years, 17 years. No, is that seven? 7 years. You don't think you would have, back then, I don't know back then. I think now I could maybe be talked into it if I was my age going there 1902. Do you think you would do it?
No.
You get a couple drinks in, you could talk me into it.
I love
what are you, a coward? And then yeah. I do it. Yeah.
They were tested with sandbags.
The Aaron goes alone. They go,
sandbags and monkeys.
Sandbags and monkeys.
Yeah.
And I'd pay to watch that.
Yeah. But I wonder if like the it's first sandbags and they're like, this seems good. Yeah. Get the monkeys. Yeah. And the monkeys like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, the monkeys are fighting the, you can ring a thing. Yeah. They're all in there in boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And they're going upside down.
And then,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I guess that's more of a tear shaped, ride.
1908. So that one, they figured it out quick.
Yeah, this was the same manufacturer. This is their only other roller coaster.
So apparently they did it the next year and not 50 years.
Yeah, again, so, I got this from the Warren Report.
But, wow, Greg was way off.
Nah, it's
funnier to say 50 years.
Yeah.
But we do facts on here. We go facts before fun.
Facts before fun.
That's what we've always, that's what this podcast is about.
That's the motto of the theme park too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Facts before
facts
fun.
Facts before fun.
Facts before fun.
Should be the name of my special.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Bates, facts before fun.
I could have Brian before every ride, he just walks around just going, I don't know if I'd ride this. Yeah. And he just
talks people out.
He just brings the mood down throughout the whole park. We go, man, it's just a down day today.
I'm a cooler.
He's a cooler.
He's a cooler. A cooler at an amusement park.
Yes. You know, you could just go buy McDonald's and put it in your car and go out and eat it. He goes,
they're getting too worked out up there.
He goes, tastes like RC. It's Diet Coke. God, Brian. Undercut me everywhere. We got to get him out of the park. I don't know where he's at. He looks like everybody.
Coney Island had a roller coaster called the Rough Rider. It was a Spanish-American War-themed roller coaster.
Jeez. Mm. Well, no, it was before TV.
It's just funny to think
Hey,
about.
I tell you what their favorite war was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite war, sir?
And this one became a ride.
Yeah.
Roller coaster built by William F. Mangles. It's a
that's a tough name for a roller coaster designer.
Ride workers wore Spanish-American War uniforms.
When they introduced him, this is William F., he goes, that's enough. That's enough. he goes, we may say, no, let me finish your last name. No.
That's it.
No, he goes, that's not.
Now we're getting into Nate territory.
Three people died on June 20. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, terrible.
Yeah, it had a tough ending.
Yeah.
In 1959... Walt Disney went on vacation to Switzerland and he sees the Matterhorn Mountain.
I remember this.
In the Swiss Alps. He sends a postcard back to his guys and all it says is, build this.
This is he just goes on vacation, sees the biggest ski mountain thing, and they're coming down in like sleds and stuff like that. And he just sends a postcard. And you know, there's guys back in Disney. You're like, wait, what are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's essentially what you do. You just go and go, let's build this.
Yeah. Couldn't he gone on a vacation? Who let him go there? We can't make this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have something, but it's simpler than this.
Mount Juliet?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. He can't even see it from inside the park. Where is it? He goes, it's the lowest point of the park. He goes, I can't even find it. He goes, I think we're on it.
It's just two kids rolling down a hill.
How does it go downhill twice? He wanted to create, the idea when Disney started, it wasn't like it was this IP-driven thing. A lot of these theme parks and amusement parks weren't all this IP-driven. It was just like, the idea of it was like Uncle Walt being like, yeah, bring your kids here and family and we have fun and all this kind of stuff. So it's, you gotta, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go find something and be like, build me that.
Then in 1972, Kings Island opened, and they had the Racer.
Yeah.
And it became the most popular roller coaster ever.
Oh, really?
Popular, the episode of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I do remember
1973.
That. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was reruns, but I remember.
But that really, like, put it in the spotlight.
Yeah. I've rode the Racer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's Cincinnati, Ohio, man.
Until you tell me it stopped in 1979. I'm like, man, maybe we did it.
Did you ever go to the Nashville Fair or whatever, and there was that white roller coaster? Yeah. That thing was scary.
Yeah, that's what – so we used to ride that. And I had a joke about it one time. I was like, it was one that they'd always be working on it, even if you rode it. Like, you would just go down and just see welding, and you're like, I don't think this is good.
No.
It was like just we rode it.
Yeah.
But it was like, it would move, it would
fall off.
You got to do that. It's part of the thrill ride is having some welders down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to, you know, like we the broken have, yeah. track, just yeah, have like, some welders.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
No,
I'll be,
yeah.
I'll be a welder.
Come in and just
Yeah.
So right before the roller coaster goes off, you run in and go, "No."
As they pull away.
As they pull away.
That's great, man.
Yeah, that is great. That is a good.
Yeah. Never mind.
Never mind. Just No.
Yeah. I'm just saying, after it becomes obvious to him, it's too late. Then he tries to change the story.
But we're making it be one of those that, you know, now they, a lot of them shoot you fast, so you start fast.
Yeah.
That would be good because there's no click, click, click. You just like, right when you shoot, there's maybe another little ramp, and then then you come out and go,
That might be something.
That might be something right there.
Yeah.
That might be something.
A broken track. That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm very excited today because this is usually Dusty's ad read, and I finally get to talk about how much I love a Helix mattress. How are you preparing for the cold season? Are you doing anything? Be honest with yourself. We spend a lot of time indoors. That's what I do. Why not stay comfortable inside with your Helix mattress? Though you can take it outside if you want. Nothing's stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
I think they recommend you use it inside, but you can do it outside if you want. Either way, it's going to be comfortable. This is the perfect time to invest in a new mattress. We all know how important good sleep is, but this happens to also be cold and flu season. I'm sitting at a table with a guy who's still kind of sick and can't get better. You need to sleep on your Helix mattress. I think that'll fix things. Don't get caught on some dusty old piece of trash. In fact, a study found that 82% of those involved in the study saw an increase in their deep sleep cycle while sleeping on a Helix mattress. It's improved how I sleep. By taking the Helix sleep quiz, it's so easy. They'll help you pick out the perfect mattress. It's the most awarded mattress brand. It's tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. Plus, Helix will deliver your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. I really do love this thing. I've had it about 3 years now. It's going strong. I just got one for the guest room, too. It's every room in my house is a Helix mattress.
Yeah.
I refuse to sleep. If I'm on the road, I call the hotel and I say, do you have a Helix mattress? And if they don't, I find another hotel.
Yeah.
Go to helixsleep.com/Nate for their new year sale, extended the best of the web to get 27% off site-wide. 27. It's more than a quarter. This is exclusive for listeners of the Nateland podcast. That's helixsleep.com/Nate for 27% off site-wide. Make sure you enter our show name after checkout so they know we sent you. helixsleep.com/Nate.
The fastest roller coaster in the world. Up until recently, it was at Ferrari World Abu Dhabi, called the Formula Rosa, and it would hit 150 miles an hour in 5 seconds. A couple years ago in Saudi Arabia, Falcon's flight opened, and it can hit 155 miles per hour.
Wow.
So by far faster than any in the U.S.
Yeah. I'm going to go have one go 160.
There you go. Yeah.
Straight down. It's like the Falcon. It's like a giraffe throwing a giraffe out of an airplane.
The fastest wooden roller coaster is at Dollywood.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lightning rod. 76 miles per hour.
Wow. It used to be the Beast was the longest wooden one in Kings Island.
Might still be.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the big one. That
one I've heard. Yeah. That, I remember
we got
that
a
one
hat for riding that one.
Oh, really?
That was like an all-day thing. My dad, you know.
Screaming Eagle when I was a kid. St. Louis. That was a big deal.
Yeah. I remember the name of that. Yeah, Screaming Eagle. We had the Screaming Delta Demon.
Oh, wow. Sounds even
better. That was a good one.
We had
Chaos, Wabash Cannonball.
The Grizzly River Rampage.
Grizzly River Rampage.
And I mean, you just get soaked.
Yeah.
And depending on what you're doing the rest of the day, you're just going to walk around wet with wet there, wallet, yeah. wet everything.
They got some, it's where theme parks, and you know, they talk about like a lot of theme parks not working, and I know exactly the articles of when people say it, like when they're like, these ones didn't work in this town and this whatever, and it's, you know, unless you're like, this is the beast, it's unbelievable, dude. I mean, how fun's that? I mean, we were scared to death. But it's in wood when you hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it's
freaking.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. But, you know, like with, you got to believe, I mean, because I get sent those articles. I've seen those articles. I've had multiple people be like, well, this one went under and that one went under. And why? Like, why
who's
do you
sending
think?
You those articles right now?
Mostly
some
me.
People, my.
Brian.
Well, it's, I mean, like, you got to.
There's another one.
You just hear about everything once you're in this space. And so even if it's I don't want to say no one's against it, but it's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, it's just kind of hard to wrap your head around to go tell people you want to build a theme park.
Yeah.
You got to find a certain group of people that are going to agree to go down that road with you. Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's what... I look for reasons not to. Uh-huh. I'm waiting. Just give me the reason not to. So, but yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to put on someone when you tell them that. I've said a lot of things that a lot of times people are like, what?
Yeah.
I go, I don't know. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, but these ones that failed didn't have like a giant comedian behind them.
Well, my argument is... why Disney did so well is like there's direction. So even if it's Mickey Mouse, even if it's, you know, Dollywood is Dollywood, but even if you don't have that character, it's like even the Silver Dollar City and all these was like, there was a theme to it of you in the old timey Western-y, even that's what Walt did is was like, you go, this is like going to an old Western and this is like the town he grew up in and stuff. And like, so it was all this, you had reasons to go into this part of the roller coaster. And then it's just the experience that you give them is, is what makes it great. And so, yeah, man, that's crazy to see this, the beast. I got a hat that had a flap. So it had a hat you'd wear in a Sahara desert.
Yeah. Oh, to protect sunburn?
My dad told us, he goes, if you ride this ride, I'll buy you something from the shop.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was finally all right. And I mean, we were scared to death. But like, it's a moment, like that's what I love is like the moment you get to have as a parent when you get to ride a ride with your kid they're scared and you're getting to see like Harper rode Jurassic World, the water ride was kind of her first in Universal in LA in California. And so that was one of the first ones that like, I remember the day I got claustrophobia from the Simpsons ride. If you want to stamp it, I didn't have it at that point. I didn't know I had it, but I was like, I was feeling it. I felt it on that ride where I was like, oh, this is a little, but when she came to me and said, I want to ride that ride, that was, I'll never forget that in my whole life. I'll tell hopefully her grandchildren about that, being like, and we went down this, you know, I couldn't believe it. She came up to me and said she wanted to ride it. We were trying to get her to ride stuff, but that one, she was like, she wanted to do it on her own. Like, it was, so me and her went, and I mean, she held on to me as tight as possible. I mean, it's a moment that I'll never, I mean, like, I don't know how you can't buy that. You can't. And even if it's with friends or it's whatever, it's, you know, we've gone on the road with friends and we have, sometimes we buy these pictures and they're just so funny. And there are moments that you're going to look back and you just see four of your buddies like on a ride and you're like, remember we were in Knott's Berry? We like, remember we had two shows for us. It's this memory, but like, remember we had a show that day and we went and did this and then you did that. I remember Nick, and then we got a great story with Nick Novicki at Knott's Berry Farm because he, Nick, I don't know if I've told that.
Yeah, you told the podcast.
Yeah, it's great with him trying to get us in the, yeah, the disability line. Yeah. And so he just had us go up the wrong way. Yeah, you know, dude, he wrote a, I mean, it's the, was the funniest thing. He's like, I got us. He's, and he, I mean, he would walk up there trying to bring 14 of us on a ride. Like where you go, he goes, but I'm a little person. He goes, he goes, can I go in this way? And it's the back way. And they go, all right. And he goes, also my friends. It's just eight of us.
I don't think that's the spirit of the.
I don't think that's the spirit of either, but that's what Nick would do. He would, we would go up completely the wrong way. Hey, yeah. Do you mind if I go? Yeah, that makes sense. Also, my friends. and then just all of us take over this road. Like it was, and I mean, I'm 46 years old. They also did, they guessed his age and they guessed over his age, which was fun. I mean, that's the, that was such a funny, by the way, that was such a, when because they guessed, they said he's 42. And so if they get it within 2 years, then it counts or something. 2 years or something like that. And so we're like, well, I bet they guess young because they wanted to be nice. And they said 46. So so he won because she was 4 years off. But now he's sad because thinks he's 46 years old. Yeah. And then we start telling him, or I start telling him, I go, that means she thought 50. And she
she's
shooting low.
Yeah.
So she easily, she goes, all right, obviously this 50-year-old dude's here. So 46.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. You're wrong the other way.
You go in those age guessing, nobody's going to be happy.
Oh.
Nobody's going to be happy about
it. I mean, it's so funny. And because then you got to walk around with a big stuffed animal and you're just sad. You're just sad. Your day's ruined.
How'd you win that? They overguessed my age.
Yeah.
I just thought of a way you could save money on your theme park.
Yeah.
You know how they have cameras that take pictures of people coming down the, you know, to buy. I could just say, hand me your phone.
Yeah. And you're there.
Yeah. And I just snap it.
It's a lot of trust.
I know.
You think people would.
I guess that would save them money, not you. I thought this through. Actually, you would lose money.
Man.
No. Yeah. I we might need on paying for those pictures, but I do like, but you're going to have to do a lot of like, like right when they come off and they're like excited to see it, then you go,
I didn't get it.
That would you go,
do it again.
If you, before you look at it, if you want to do it again, I can get you back on it.
Yeah.
Before you look at the picture. And it'd be a long conversation.
Yeah. Don't be mad.
How are you going to be it? You would do it every, just you would sit at a ride.
Yeah.
What would you be willing to do at the, will you guys work at the Nate Land?
Yeah.
I'll help out however you need, man.
Yeah, I'm in, man. I mean, I'd like to do some of those night shows if I prove myself.
If you prove yourself, some night shows. But what about some? What about work around the park? Like, say, no entertainment,
sweeping stuff like that.
I started as a sweeper.
Yeah. I let a dog out and have to.
But we're a little past.
You're a little past
where you started.
We're starting as a thing.
So not much.
Yeah.
If I could get
career wise, my dad was doing magic at there.
If I could get Jeff on board,
he's about where my dad was at doing magic at Opryland when I was 15.
Yeah.
If I could get Jeff on board and have some sort of peanut butter and jelly booth or something like that.
Yeah.
With Jeff and Smuckers, and I serve them up or whatever. Yeah.
Would you be willing to do the guests the weight, guess the age?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
You would
let me do people's weights.
Yeah. You want to do weights?
I think I'm pretty good at weights.
You are.
Yeah.
Only women.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that you're going to be hated.
Guess, can you guess? I'll let you guess my weight right now.
192.
Ooh, it's pretty. That might be exactly right. Why does it hurt?
He's not happy.
It's supposed to be a fun time.
It's not. This is what I'm telling you right now.
You're supposed to guess low.
I'm trying to
be the most
low.
Hated person in the park.
I don't care. I have no
whether you're right or
nice
wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, Bates is going to be pretty tough. I think Bates is getting skinny.
You're at about. You just lost a little bit of weight because you were sick for a while. You're at about 171 right now.
No, not that low. I'm about 180.
Nah. Well, you had it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Heavy feet. Greg, you want to do?
I haven't been on scale since the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Well, then this is best time.
I stopped getting on scales.
Well, do you mind if
Let him guess and then we'll weigh and film it.
I don't want
to. Well, no. You don't have to step on a scale, but apparently he's pretty good at it, so you're going to get a good.
No, I don't want to know what he thinks. All right. I don't know. All right. This, okay. People hate you for this.
Man. I know.
Can he whisper it into the microphone?
No.
No. Can you turn your head and he shows and he holds up numbers?
No, like, no.
He goes,
no. And why do you start with a two?
Well, I'm just
why do you keep flashing up two?
Yeah. He just did it. So. See, that's the games we're going to be playing. We distract you, and you.
People aren't going to enjoy this part of the park.
Oh, they're going to come right to it.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be.
You might have to put me in the back because everyone's coming to me.
No.
I'm like the milk.
We need to get
dry. Put me in the back.
Yeah. You hear the milk of our. They go, where's Aaron? Some of people are like, we got to go to Aaron first.
Yeah, make sure you're walking by the T-shirt stand or whatever.
I move Aaron around just because when I need stuff to be.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. You guys want to say where?
Yeah. Tonight, I am at the Addison Improv. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, I'm at the Houston Improv.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I believe the highest grossing comedy club in the country.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I believe that. Yeah. Great club.
I'll fix that. But that's where I'm at the next two nights.
I'm going to be...
still in Kansas.
Yeah. Mike Drop Comedy Club in Plano,
that's right.
Texas. That's right. Yeah, go see Bates and maybe come see me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids show on Saturday.
Oh, nice. San Francisco, California at the Punchline this
weekend.
Yeah.
Great
then
club.
Then the Sacramento Punchline on Sunday. So come
Another
see
great
me.
Club.
California. Yeah. I'm out there.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. See you next week, right?
Yeah.
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 See you next week. Bye.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.